You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
That's a great achievement for all businesses. I think that the Indigenous business sector is a sector that's growing fast, and there's some fantastic businesses in that space at the moment, and growing quite substantially and quickly due to the IPP, the Indigenous Procurement Policy.
Yeah.
It's a great space to be in. It's balancing act like every business,
yeah.
Just finding that stability in the business to make sure that you don't make a mistake of actually growing too quickly and so your business is stable, so you don't, you know, quick growth can put your business in a hole as quickly as no growth. So it's just learning and understanding that side of business, I think, really, for Indigenous businesses.
Yeah. And you've been shortlisted for outstanding performance. Give us a background of PSG Holdings. How did it come about?
PSG Holdings was established in 2011 with my cousin and myself. We actually just started as a cleaning business, but our backgrounds were in construction. Our families have been in the construction business.
Yeah.
And we've actually just stumbled upon, we actually put it together with a friend, Mark Coleman, who come on as the CEO at the time of construction. We just decided to do construction and, it's just grown from there. So it's been quite a ride since then. 9 years. So.
9 years, and you've grown from strength to strength. I checked your website, and you've got among your customers, you know, there are some who are referenced on your website, some of the biggest names in Australia.
A lot of our work, though, the growth of our business has been helped by our federal government with the policies.
Yeah.
We'd like to get some more in the corporate sector,
yeah.
That's happening. There's a lot of changes happening in the corporate sector with businesses now acquiring wraps and so forth. So there's a commitment from these businesses to work with Indigenous businesses.
Yeah.
So that's actually now, that's the next step for us, is to really engage with the corporates and find that stream of income for us, so we're so our eggs aren't all in the one basket, basically, so we've got a bit of balance there.
Yeah. And what's your workforce profile? Because as a leading Indigenous organisation,
we've got roughly, it ranges from, I think, 160, 170 staff, and our Indigenous employment ranges from 25 to 45%, so it can be quite big at the time, and that's due to the lumpiness sometimes of construction.
Yeah.
But our cleaning division is really good. So what we're trying to do, though, here is offer Indigenous people roles in that governing and higher sector. So where they're actually general managers and in the corporate side of our construction business, trying to get them up that org chart into positions of influence in the business. We're going quite well with that as well.
Wow, that's great, because when we look at literature and what's out there, the information out there, there's a long way to go to get Indigenous people in leadership roles in the corporate world, and to give them more visibility. So,
And that's the space. Like I said, it's a space where we're growing. It's amazing to go to. You know, got some relationships there at the university, so we actually get cadets out of uni and come and work for us. And the Indigenous young Indigenous men and women.
Yeah.
Now at universities, it's tremendous. It's outstanding, and it's good for us, because as you know, Indigenous people are 100 times more likely to work with an Indigenous business. So That's why how we operate. We understand each other, and it's a great thing. It's great to see them in that area, in the universities, and coming through with their degrees and so forth. So the more the merrier for us.
And this comes at a particular time because the month of October is actually Indigenous Business Month, and this year's theme is Indigenous Business Ingenuity.
Ingenuity of the business. I think that being an SME, we're very adaptable.
Yeah,
we need to keep up with everything that's happening, and probably actually not keep up. We need to be in front.
Yeah.
So we're very adaptable. We've got great people in the business, and make sure probably one of our strengths is our people in the business. It's a family feel. Everyone knows the direction in which the business wants to go.
Yeah.
Indigenous or non-Indigenous people, the Indigenous people... the non-Indigenous people are just as passionate as the Indigenous people on what we want to do here at PSG. But I've got some great people that are actually, I wouldn't change for anyone there. As far as I'm concerned, they're leaders in the construction industry there.
They're
fantastic. So I put a lot of faith in them, and they haven't let me down. So it's great.
Now, before I let you go, any takeaway message for other Indigenous entrepreneurs or the general public out there?
No, I just think that, it's probably a bit of a cliche, is that, don't give up on what you want to do. Get advice. I just get as much advice as I can on what you're trying to do, and make decisions. There can be some risk, but minimise your risk as much as you can. There's risk in everything you do. In every job we take on, there's risk. But it's calculating whether that risk is worth taking on. But don't give up, and always strive to do what you want to do. And, the world's your oyster at the moment. Indigenous entrepreneurs are growing substantially, and there's plenty of opportunity out there. And there's plenty of businesses now that you can come and see and have a chat to if you need to. So we're always here. We try and mentor other Indigenous businesses and help them on the way. So, don't give up and enjoy the ride.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.